This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Hi, this is Mr. Brown. Welcome to The Mr. Brown Show.
And this is Mark.
And this is Steve.
You know about that new painting by an art gallery that was not allowed to be displayed by Mika in their atrium?
Yeah.
So they had to turn it around and face the wall, you know.
Why did they ban what they don't want to put up?
What did they have, you know, that was so offensive?
I think a naked woman.
Oh, at least it's not penis envy.
It was a woman painting.
Thank you, artists, for coming here and applying to display your works in our atrium in Singapore. My name is Mr. Lim, and I am from the Ministry of Information and Covered Art. Who's first?
My name is Michelangelo. I wish to display my sculpture of David from the Old Testament.
Your David is showing his willy. Cannot.
But we have been told it is an icon of its times.
Mr. Angelo, here at the Ministry of Information and Covered Art, we have a full appreciation of icons. Look at the Esplanade, the Merlion and Sentosa. All of them icons in Singapore. But your art is nude and will offend general standards of taste and decency.
But the nudes, are they not pornography?
Maybe in your country, Mr. Angelo, but here in Singapore, we believe nudes are unnatural. In fact, babies are born with their clothes on.
Impossible! They are not. All babies are born naked.
Nonsense. Only indecent babies are born naked. Look, why don't you put some clothes on your David? We have many nice fashions in our shopping malls. You can buy a suit for your David to wear. Then we can allow you to display him in our city of arts.
Cover my sculpture with clothes? No, never!
Yeah, Giordano has a sale going on, you know. Besides, when the Singaporeans see nakedness, they will not be able to study or work. Or worse, if they see genitals, they may even go blind.
Mamma mia, that is untrue. Nudes are an art form and are to be appreciated.
We cannot have double standards, Mr. Angelo. We recently told a gallery they could not display a nude painting by Beijing artist Chen Xi in our atrium. Their nude woman had soap suds painted on it. Your David sculpture does not even have any suds for modesty. Everything hanging out for people to see.
Yeah. We have some fine banana leaves you can use to cover David's, fruits, you know.
Banana leaves? Preposterous! And you call yourself a ministry of art?
We want to support only art that is decent and covered. If you do not change your artwork to fit our guidelines, I am afraid I cannot approve your submission for display. What other works do you have?
I've painted the Sistine Chapel. Surely that can be displayed?
Let me see. Ayo! That Adam you painted is also nude. Cannot, you see. How come you painted God here with clothes, but you made Adam naked? Covered art is not only better, it is holy. Please repaint Adam with clothes on, or you will be missing out on being part of Singapore's vibrant, covered arts hub, okay?
You want banana leaf?
This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Achieve your American degree in Singapore. Polytechnic graduates will receive advanced standing. For more information, please log on to www.cae.edu.sg/usf.pdf.
The Mr. Brown Show is a very decent app production of MrBrownShow.com. That's why they approve.
I have painted the...
Where the Indian guy coming?
Indian-Italian.
I have painted this...
Oh, shit. Lost it. Turn the page and lost it.